I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
It's time for our interview with Socially Awkward. It's great to have you guys on call. So,
yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Thank you for having us.
No problem.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, this is very exciting.
So we're here to celebrate the release of your debut single, Just For A Moment. Can you tell me and the listeners, about the inspirations behind the song and what it means to you guys as a band as your debut?
So lyrical inspiration, it's a lot, because we all worked on the lyrics, but I was kind of the person who started, if you will. And you know, I essentially started writing. It's essentially about like my fear of loss and stuff like that, and we just kind of like compounded on that. And I think it's really cool how, you know, me and Kwatu have worked on that. And like as a song, what it's meant to the band, it's been big for us, because you know, well, A, we've gained a lot of traction already just from that. And you know, it's like a big leap up for us as like, hey, here's what we can do. Look, we've got this, you know, really well done single, and we've also got like a fun video that we've messed around with. It's like, yeah, it's big stuff for us.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's
really cool. That's great. So originally you guys were just a trio, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
And then Maggie jumped in.
Hello. Yes.
how have you all found the introduction of a new member? How's it affected? I assume fantastic. In a positive way, but
no, absolutely fantastic. Best we've ever sounded live. Best we've ever sounded live since Maggie being part of the band.
That's great.
Wow, we've done one gig so far, Seth. Don't jinx it. No.
But that was the best gig that was the best we've ever sounded live at a gig. Let's be honest.
It was a lot of fun, so you know, I'm glad that was the result.
No, it was awesome. But yeah, and you know, we've also been gelling really well together, like creatively as well. That stuff's been going really well. Maggie was the member we like needed, and like, because here's the thing: before being a quartet and before being a trio, it was just me and Aaron. And then like Kwatu came in, and you know, he was the member that we really needed then. And then after, you know, getting the three of us, and you know, having to like switch like who's drumming during live shows and such, we were like, we really need a drummer, and like Maggie was like the best shot we had. Maggie's absolutely fantastic.
It's great to hear. Absolutely fantastic to hear. Your bio mentions that you guys all bring your own individual kind of flair to the stage. I'd love to hear all of you say what you believe your flair is that you bring.
Kwatu, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I thought I brought... I haven't even thought about this. creativity. And a sense of, I don't really... We all think differently, of course. But Aaron and Seth are on the same level playing field. I thought I saw a different side of the story, if that makes sense. I got a different perspective. Because they knew each other really well, and I didn't know them really well. That's just, yeah, that's what I bought.
Aaron?
I haven't really thought about this either. I guess I bring that awkward in the name, the awkward in the socially awkward. I don't really I'm a bit awkward to talk to. I don't have much really going for me, but I definitely bring that flavor, that awkward flavor to the group. So that's
something going for you. Yeah, there's something going for you. Don't sell yourself short.
No, absolutely not, Aaron. Don't sell yourself short. I Well, okay, I bring the fact that I'm the, like, only, like, bass player in the band. But, I mean, as Koachi said, me and Aaron, like, knew each other very well, but I feel like us sort of becoming on the same level and, like, connecting at that level was because we knew each other that well. Like, over time, us, we'd kind of, like, you know, taken inspiration from each other, if that makes sense. And, you know, and so, you know, it's kind of like me and Aaron form, like, you know, a sort of decent, like, songwriting whole. Sorry if that sounds a bit too pretentious.
No, we're all about being pretentious here on the radio.
but I mean, yeah. That, I mean, yeah, I would also say I bring more of the awkward as well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Me and Aaron are certainly, like, the socially awkward members, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, I think I fall into that category as well. I've got one final question for you guys. As a band from Northland, what do you feel sets your music apart from the other acts in the local scene up there?
You're really honest. I'm just going to say it. I think that we're quite... Sorry, Seth, to cut you off. I think that we're quite authentic and, you know, we really don't take ourselves too seriously. Which I find, you know, when I go onto some, you know, band profiles, I just... You kind of get a certain vibe that, you know, it's a little too serious and sometimes it's not all for fun, but I think that we're all... in it equally for fun and, you know, to make some really good, honest music and have, yeah, fun jam sessions, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, agreed. And
to bounce off Maggie, I think what sets us apart is pretentious. We are pretentious and we are self-conscious of being pretentious. We are pretentious hipsters.
Yeah.
And I think it's really what brings us all together is we know that we're pretentious hipsters.
And it's with a hip and happening crowd.
Nah, I think Gotti's bang on the money.
Alright. Thank you guys for coming on. Unfortunately, we're going to have to end it there. But, say goodbye to the listeners. You guys should definitely check these guys out, by the way.
Bye-bye!
We're going to play just for a moment up next. So, be sure to stick around for that. Here we go. You listen to Radio 1. That was Interview with Socially Awkward.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast, but find more at r1.co.nz.